keep the ball rolling, folks. We got a lot of work to do, a lot of people that need to hear about Remedy and our incredible products and the way that we can do that in this incredible industry. For those of you that are new to the industry or new to the company, the way that we can do that is pure and simple, to tell other people. I was thinking about a training I went to with a guy by the name of Paul J. Meyer, who owned and passed away a few years ago, but he owns Success Motivation Corporation down in Waco, Texas. My brother-in-law drove through the night to be with them for a three-day period of time. And the one thing I remember, and I remembered extremely well, he said, if you are not getting the kind of results in your life that you want, if things aren't happening the way you planned, it's because you failed to plan and that your goals are not strong enough. And he was emphatic about that. It is a major part of my goal setting happened then so many years ago that if you're not accomplishing the things you want to accomplish, your goals are not strong enough. You can't put a goal on the wall that says, I want to lose 5 pounds, or I want to lose weight, or I want to be smarter, or I want to be prettier, or I want to attract more people, or I want to build a big business. You've got to get into the specifics. And let me tell you, this industry continues to grow. We are in what's called the direct selling industry. If you don't know much about it, go on over to the DSA.org, DSA.org, and just take a peek around at the statistics and the information. You'll see 2017 statistics are out, the numbers are out, and you'll see how the companies have fared. But we are a multi-billion dollar industry doing about $37 billion with millions of distributors around the world. Globally, we're almost a $200 billion industry. And that is considerable when you think about other corporations around the world and look at their numbers. And so part of the reason for the successes that we have, folks, is that we can share with other individuals what we have without fear of losing anything ourselves. In fact, it's only when we keep it to ourselves, when we don't tell others, that we don't have success in this business. And so here's what I would say. I'm going to reframe what Paul Meyer said to us so many years ago. I'm going to say this: if you're not having the kind of success you want with Gemini, if you're not having the kind of growth that you want, if your team's not growing the way that you want it to grow, it's simply that you're not speaking to enough people. This is a law of large numbers. I'll pick on my friend Joe Hubbis next week, perhaps, and he'll give us maybe some nuggets from his past weekend with Ray and Jessica Higdon and my dear friend Garrett McGraw, who was down there with them. So anyway, I would love now to invite Miss Samantha Cole to come to the Colvin to come to the forefront. I'm going to make you our spotlight video, and I'm going to get you unmuted there. There she is. And Samantha, welcome, and thank you for agreeing to be with us this evening.
Oh, thank you, guys. Can everybody hear me okay?
Got a little kickback, a little echo.
Let me log out. I'm into like four different Zooms at a time over here. So is that better?
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
So originally I had hoped to figure out a way to actually share my phone screen with you all, but we were very successful on Saturday with just me explaining and kind of showing my phone. So I'm just going to go that route. I'll also send you guys a outline, which it's hard to see right now, but kind of everything we're going through today, because I have a feeling there'll be a lot more questions after. But social media is something I've always been very passionate about. Started off kind of doing a training for teachers about how, and parents about how to keep their kids safe online. Because obviously the internet is endless with information. So I'm just excited to share all my knowledge that I've learned with you all today.
That's outstanding. Let me say one thing, Samantha. I did put a link to a Google Drive where they can grab that information sheet that you prepared that's so wonderful. So that's over in the chat, folks, if you'd like it.
Perfect. There's one quick thing I also want to show you all very quickly. I'm going to share my screen. Can you all see my screen right now or no? Anybody, anybody? Kevin?
Sorry, I muted myself. Oh, yep, okay. Thought. Perfect. That was perfect. Thank okay. you.
I'm going to show you guys something that I actually found on our back office. It's actually really awesome. So it looks like somebody already went a step ahead. But basically, under your Gemini training tools here, there's a social media marketing tips tool. So it's a YouTube video. So this is actually really, really helpful. A lot of the content mimics what I'm going to tell you guys tonight. So as a refresher, it would definitely be great to check that out as well. But let's get started. So as a workaround, I'm just logged into my Instagram here. And if you have your phones, it's so fun when you can pull out your phones during meetings, right? Because that never happens. But if you do have Instagram, I would love for you guys to take out your phones and actually log into your own apps. So I'm going to show you a really cool trick. So basically Instagram has a bunch of tools that are free for everybody's use. They just don't really tell many people about them. So what those tools are that would be really helpful is called a business account tool. So if you actually go to your settings, so I'm gonna do my best to hold my phone up here if you could see, I'm not sure. Okay, so here there's a little button, a settings button up here. So if you click that, it's gonna say something along the lines of set up my business account. So then from there, what it's going to ask you to do is actually it'll direct you to a Facebook page. So basically you could make your own personal Instagram account a business page. And what that does is it opens up a whole bunch of tools for different statistics. And you could see, you know, how old are my followers? Are they between X age range and this one? I wish I could show you right now, but that's okay. We'll skip over that portion for right now. But that's definitely something I would encourage is all of you guys to go ahead and set your Instagrams up as a business account so you can get those free statistics. So next, I'm going to go into the profile section right here. So, you know, this is really going to be your place to let the world know, you know, who you are, what do you do? So I'm obviously a director of a medical spa, so I have that up here. And I sell 0.0% THC CBD hemp oil. So, you know, I'm letting people know right off the bat, what do I do? Okay. So then I also have a link to our website right here as well. Obviously this is more of a business focus page. So definitely put here, this could be kind of your living and breathing section where you're updating it constantly. Maybe we have a special sale that we're doing, like buy 2 hemp oils, get 150% off, whatever. You always want to try to keep this fresh, this content fresh and relevant to anything you're trying to relay. Another really great feature are down here is all of these different, they're called highlights. So what that means is you can actually compile, there's something called an Instagram story. I'm not sure how many of you guys have seen that before. I have to say, this is so funny doing a training because I can't really see anyone's body language. So it's like, if anyone has a question at any point, please feel free to raise your hand as well. Anyway, so right here, I have my hemp hustle. And then all of these different pictures are customizable as well. So let me know. I'd be happy to help you get your started there. So let's see if it even works. All right, cool. So here, what you could do, this is my hemp hustle page. So a lot of people have said, you know, I really like your stories here. So as you see, as you click through, we sell hemp oil. So all this is a series of pictures that I'm just layering text on top of, okay? I know this is kind of advanced stuff, so some of you are probably like, whoa, I'm not ready for all that. I'd love to be helpful. Send me whatever you want to do, and I'm happy to help. There's also this swipe up feature. So once you hit 10,000 followers, which I'll help you all get to, you'll be able to have your own section here. But this is a great place to kind of just put different videos and things like that to let people know, you know, more about you. So feel free to use any of my posts here. I'm constantly, you know, getting new content. The other thing is you kind of want it to be a balance. You don't want to always be hitting people with, you know, CBD oil, buy my oil, because people want to see, you know, yourself. People want to see pictures of your family. You know, make it feel like it's personal. So don't just be hitting them with like, buy my oil, because that might turn people off. But definitely throw in some good statistics. This is one of my favorite ones that's gotten a ton of attention. So this is the CBD hemp oil business is booming. It's time to get on board. So here's the other thing. Whenever you're going to make a post, I want you guys to really think about, okay, who is my target audience here? Like, what am I trying to accomplish? Am I trying to get a new business member to sign up with me? Am I trying to get a new customer? So in this case, clearly I was trying to target, you know, new business customers. So this is kind of funny. You will be kicking yourself later if you turn down this opportunity. My team continues to be at the top of the leaderboard week after week. Do you want to be at the top or the bottom? DM for serious inquiries, website link in bio. So, you know, I honestly got about 20 messages just from this post because everybody is wanting to know about CBD hemp oil, what it's all about. And it's such a new place in the industry that it's really great. So I'm going to actually stop sharing my screen for a second. Does anyone have any specific questions at this point before I go into the next topic? All right, cool. So let's talk about for a minute. Let me go into the account being visually appealing. So that's really important. You know, you don't really want to.
I got a question.
Sure. Yes.
You were saying that on the Instagram to add the website, our website. How do we do that? Because I've got the bio. I figured that out, all the stuff you were talking about, but I don't know how to add that. I add it? Can I add it to Facebook too, or do you not know on that?
So you could definitely add it to Facebook as well. I'm happy to show you that kind of one-on-one after, but to do your website here, let's see if I can hold my phone up for you. Let's see. Hold on. So your settings, there's going to be a name, username, and then there should be a section for your website.
Okay.
And then whatever, you know, if you wanted to put the Be Gemini site here, I have my Gemini Hemp site just because my goal now is to really create new business partnerships. Are you seeing that now?
Yep, I saw it. I got it. Perfect. Yeah, I couldn't tell before when it was held so far away, but I got it. Thank you so much.
Sure.
And did you want to tell me about how to do it onto Facebook? Because I've got so many people on Facebook that won't slide over to the group for some reason, and I don't want to go and invite people and push them. But I'm sure if they see it on the bottom, maybe on my regular Facebook, they might just hit that link.
Right. I'm not sure off the top of my head. So what I'll do is after the call, I'll take a look, and then I could send you like a screenshot of where to go.
Perfect.
So you can message me like privately, and then I'll look into that as soon as we.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Perfect. So the other thing that I find really important is you want to keep your account somewhat professional looking. So, you know, I've seen a couple of posts, not from you guys, just from other people in the industry where, you know, the lettering is like half cut off on the end and it just doesn't really look. You know, if I'm going to be joining something, I want to join like a business. I want to be with a professional. So just make sure everything you're posting is a reflection of being a good business owner. So kind of put yourself in the shoes of other people. Think about, you know, what are other people going to presume my post to be? So that's really important as well. So hashtags are another huge, huge opportunity that not many people know about. I always thought a hashtag was just a random word with a hashtag, but there's actually way more that goes behind the scenes with that. So what I want you guys to do is please take out your phones, go to your Instagram app, and then, let's see, we'll hold it up again. Okay, so on the bottom here, you're gonna see this little magnifying glass. So go ahead and click on that. And then once you're there, hold on. There's gonna be a little search bar at the top here. And I want you to click the search bar. And then you're going to be able to have a different option, couple options. So it's going to say top, people. Here, let's see if I can get Zoom focused a little better here. So click on tags. And then what you're going to do here in tags is I actually gave you a list of about 20 different hashtags that I found really popular right now. So the goal with hashtags are you always want to try to keep your hashtags. So every hashtag has a follower. You're probably like, what are you talking about? It gets easier, I promise. So in your tag section, in the search box, I want you to just put in, let's do CBD hemp oil. So literally just type in CBD hemp oil. It doesn't have to have any spaces. And then click on the first result that you see. And it's going to say, let's see if I can show you all this really quick. CBD hemp oil. So now what this does is this is going to pull up every single post right now that has that hashtag associated with it. So this is another one of my favorite ways and the easiest way, honestly, to get content for my posts. So this is going to save you a lot of time. you know, you could definitely repurpose other ones that are out there. There's no sense in really recreating the wheel. Here's another one I really love. I've used myself personally before. This is kind of what's the difference, okay, cannabis, and then how is it separated? So there's hemp, and then there's obviously marijuana. So I think right now, just like educating people about CBD hemp oil and what the benefits are is really going to gain a lot of attention, because it is such a new product, and it does, you know, we have the best on the market, so we have that to our advantage. So what I'd also recommend is you can actually follow hashtags like you follow people. So for example, when I click on CBD hemp oil, I'm already following it, so this isn't the best example, but hold on, let me see if I can. So under here, it'll say following. I know it's hard to see, you guys. I'll make it easier next time. But you can go ahead and follow hashtags, so it, like you do would a person, okay? Does anyone have any questions on how to follow a hashtag? And then I'll get into why we want to do that in a second.
If you have questions, please go ahead and raise your hand, and I'll unmute you.
And I know I'm going through this really quickly. This is probably a 7-hour course. I'm compacting into about 20 minutes. So I'm happy to go into detail, you know, about each individual topic, because I know that you guys are probably like, whoa, she's going too fast. So don't worry, there'll be more trainings like this on specific things. But anyway, following hashtags is really helpful because, like I said, all that content will then go into your newsfeed. So anytime somebody posts a hashtag CBD hemp oil, it's going to show up in your newsfeed like a regular friend would. So hold that thought. So also with hashtags, every post can have up to 30 hashtags in it. So what I definitely recommend, and the best way to kind of get the most engagement, and all engagement means is how many people are looking at your post, how many people are responding to your post with a message, let's say. So what you're going to want to do is, if you have an iPhone, there's a notes section built into your phone. So Instagram has an algorithm, it's called. So it basically times how long it takes you to write a post once you start doing it. Because I know, like me, I'm super anal. So I probably take, you know, 45 minutes sitting there, you know, changing the words and putting new emojis and things. But the longer you take to actually create that post, the lower it's going to show up on the algorithm. So less people are going to be able to see it. So instead, what I recommend is to actually use like your notes in your iPhone itself. So I'm gonna pull that up in a second. To actually write down the content of what you want your post to say. And then let's see if I can hold my phone up one more time. So in my notes section, I have all my commonly used hashtags already there. So I could just go ahead and copy and paste them into my post. And instead of actually doing it, I'm gonna share my screen one more time so I can show an example of this in a second. Okay. So here, for example, let me go back a second. So the whole idea here, people always think, you know, I need to have these hashtags in my post, but that's not the case. So let me go to this one because I had a good example of it. So here, I'm number 10 in sales out of 400. Are you ready to join? DM me for info. In my actual post, I did put a couple of hashtags, but then the trick really is you're going to want to put your hashtags in your comments. And you know, why do you want to do that? Are you asking? It's because hashtags are kind of like a living, breathing thing. They're always changing. The different trends for them are always changing. So ideally the kind of magic number, if you will, is to use hashtags that have between 250,000 and 750,000 followers. Because what's going to happen, just like I showed you earlier, anytime you use these hashtags in your posts, now it's going to show up in people's news feeds. So basically just in their main screen. Whenever I post anything with hashtag hemp oil, it's now reaching all these new people that I don't necessarily know. They might just be following that hashtag, let's say. So that's another great way for you to gain new followers and new people going to your Instagram. And the reason why you want to do them in the comments is, let's say, you know, 3 months from now, right? This post is old. It's probably not getting any views anymore. So what I could go ahead and do is I could delete the comment here with all these hashtags. And then I could post a new comment with whatever new hashtags are like trending at that time. And then that's going to gain new engagement and new followers from there as well. So all these little kind of tips and tricks, to really get your momentum going, because the goal here is, you know, of course we want to talk to the people that we know, but we also want to reach people that we might not necessarily know. I actually personally made this one. So, and please feel free, you guys, any of my content, I put it there so you all can use as well. So you never have to ask me permission or anything like that. Here's another example of where I put my hashtags in my comment, so I can go ahead at any time and change that, you know, get new engagement, etc. Are there any questions specifically at this point? Okay, perfect. So, let's see. I talked about the main thing, and I know we only have a few minutes left here, so I'll kind of start wrapping it up. But you want to, like I said, keep your Instagram super clean. Even if you want, if you didn't feel comfortable posting this content on your own personal Instagram, you could totally keep, you know, that separate and then open like a new, like, I wish I could do Hemp Mama, but that was already taken. But if you don't feel comfortable, maybe you're a teacher. I know some of my friends in New York, they have, you know, state jobs and stuff like that. And, in that case, I definitely would recommend probably opening up a new Instagram that you could use strictly for business, just to kind of keep the content separate. So there's a few of my favorite apps that, you know, obviously I'm not a graphic designer. I don't have a million hours a day to be working on this stuff. So I want to make my life easy. So like I said, definitely use the content that's already there with those hashtags that you find. And then there's some apps that I really, really love that are in the document as well that I definitely encourage you guys to just go ahead and download. So you could basically take any picture that you want and then layer text on top of it and then, you know, make it look like you're a graphic designer and you've been doing this for years. But I would definitely love to hear your guys' feedback. If there's specific topics you want me to cover, if you want me to spend one-on-one time with you, I literally love to help. So just ask me. I always like to give myself way more work than I can chew, but I'm happy to help in any way I can. So I know we went through this kind of fast today, but I appreciate your guys' time and hopefully you've learned something new that you didn't already know. So thank you all.
That is outstanding. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda. There's a new Amanda on the line, isn't there, Samantha? Outstanding. You did a great job. I know technologically, for those of you who are not aware, our friends at Instagram really, I think those kids are so young, they've never really even used a desktop. I think their whole life revolves around tablets and phones. And so, you know, using it from a desktop, there's some hacks that you can use, but the sheet is there for you. And everything that has been laid out by Samantha is there.
And oh, so, there's actually one more thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead.
So a couple calls back, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, Christy was talking about compiling testimonies. So I quickly hopped on. Eva, thanks. She told me to smile. I quickly hopped on and just made a Google form. So basically, I'm going to put the link to the form right here in our chat. And if you guys don't mind hopping on and just writing a quick testimony or two so we could really build the content, because what's going to happen when you put your testimonies in there, they're going to go to a spreadsheet that then we could easily, you know, send to corporate or use on our own personal site. So I'm going to go ahead and type that into the comments right now. And then if you guys don't mind putting in a couple of testimonies, it would be really helpful to us. So thank you all. Take it away, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You almost look like you're in a recording studio.
That's I know. This is my husband. He's a professional, like, plays video games professionally. So he has, this is his little, like, stream studio.
That is awesome. He needs to come over to my house and do some recreation. So, folks, hopefully that was as helpful to you as it was for me. And I've heard it twice now, and I've got the sheet, and I'm learning slowly but surely. The one thing I noticed today, and it's really cool, is when I put in hemp oil, hashtag hemp oil, down in my comments, as my trainer has taught me, it showed me, and it'll show you, how many people are using that hashtag. It'll show. It occurred 38.2 million times. I mean, it's amazing that you can fall into that stream of conversation and then go back and repurpose that content one more time. And so there's a lot to learn here. It's a whole different animal than Facebook. And I like that quite a bit. I think it's a fresh new way to go about things. So,
One more thing that I was
go ahead.
Okay, so here's the other huge thing for copying other people's posts. If you guys have ever tried to copy and paste like the actual comments, you're gonna find that it's not possible. It won't let you. It like locks you out. But this is the hack to get the content, okay, without having to rewrite, because maybe somebody already wrote a great post. So what you're going to do is there's three little dots. I hope you can see this. Three little dots on the top of the screen for a post, and then you hit share, and then you're gonna wanna copy the link. I hope you guys can see this. Yeah, copy link, and then you're gonna wanna open up your browser. So if you're on your phone, it would be Safari, right? And you paste the link into Safari, and then you can copy and paste all of the verbiage in the post. It's life-changing. Okay, so that's gonna save you guys hours and hours of time. So don't forget to do that, because that was huge. Okay, sorry, Kevin. Again, I won't interrupt you.
Okay, now it's costing you commercial airtime.
Kevin, she is officially the guru.
Yes, so she's available, folks, for traveling, and I will, as her manager, you have a 15-minute free consult with her, and then we'll work out the hourly after that, okay? So feel free to spend as much time as you'd like. The higher, the more time you spend, the greater it's going to cost. So thanks again, Samantha, for doing this for us this evening. I look forward to having you back on a coming evening. Next week, I haven't asked him yet, but I'd love to tee up Mr. Joe Hubbis for our training and a little bit about what he's learned in prospecting and duplication, because that's the name of the game. So if there's nothing else this evening, want to send you off with all the blessings, and I hope that you each have an incredible Gemini night, and we will see you on Thursday night. Everybody take care. Peace. Mahalo. We're out of here.
Great job, Samantha. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
appreciate
that. Was absolutely awesome. Thank you.
Yes, Kevin, can I say
great job, Sam.
Yes, Amanda. Look at all this love.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
You're amazing. I know.
Love you, girl. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chrissy.
Well, the link that she set up for the testimonies is supposed to be a picture with the product with like one or two lines, but it'll be perfect. We'll share it with a whole company worldwide, so everybody has this to use it for whatever they need to use it for, so we all have it.
That's great. Remember, folks, we are doing a weekly product giveaway. So you all are amazing at sharing testimonies on your own personal group pages. But quite frankly, you're lagging in sharing with the company. And we'd love an opportunity to have those testimonies and put you in the running for a weekly draw for product. So thanks for sharing that. Thanks again, Samantha. Thanks, Prissy. And everybody take care. Peace. Bye-bye.
Great job, Samantha.
Night, everyone.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Speak
great
now.
Job, Samantha.
There you
night,
go.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Great job tonight.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
At that one time.
Let you have a little bit of that love, Samantha. They're a loving group of people.
I love it.
Got a lot out of it tonight.
Good. I'm so glad. So send me all your requests. Yes. Anything you need to know, you let me know.
Oh, I will reach out.
Okay. Awesome.
That
you
would
did
be
good on your live stream you did yesterday on Facebook, you and Suzanne.
Thank you. That was fun. We enjoyed it. We did good. We bounced off good. Thank you.
That's called chemistry.
Chemistry, he said. It's called chemistry. We'll do it again.
All right. Okay, this is my last goodbye, John Boy. Mary Ellen, Mary Sue, Papa, Nana. Bye-bye.